if the student is not better than the teacher is a failure. And I was really knocked out by the eloquence, particularly I'll Know My Song Well before I start singing, and Where All Souls Shall Reflect It, or, you know, Stand on the Mountain Where Everybody Can Hear. It's sort of this biblical prophecy. Poetry is words that are empowered that make your hair stand on end, that you recognize instantly as being some form of subjective truth that has an objective reality to it because somebody's realized it. Then you call it poetry later.
Far between the finished sundown and midnight's broken toll, we ducked inside the doorway as thunder went crashing. As majestic bells of bolts struck shadows sounds, seeming to be the chimes of freedom flashing, flashing for the warriors whose strength is not to fight, flashing for the refugees on the unarmed road of flight, and for each and every upon the chimes of freedom flashing. Through the city's melting furnace, unexpectedly we watched with faces hidden as the walls were tightening. Yeah. titled prostitute. By the misdemeanor outlaw, chained and cheated by pursuit. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. Clouds wide curtain in a far off corner flared, and the hypnotic splattered mist was slowly lifting. Electric light still struck like arrows fired but for the ones condemned to drift or else be kept from drifting. Searching on their speechless singing trail for the lonesome hearted lovers with two personal a tale, and for each unharmful gentle soul misplaced inside a jail. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. Starry-eyed and laughing as I recall when we were caught, trapped by no track of ours, for they hang suspended. As we listened one last time and we watched with one last look, spellbound and swallowed till the tolling ended. The chimes of freedom flashing.
Bob Dylan right there with the chimes of freedom. It's WMFO Medford. Welcome to the program. In case you just tuned in, I'm playing all songs inspired, written, sang, and all about the wonderful world of Bob Dylan. And I found out, it's funny, in case you didn't hear me earlier, I was listening to Mr. Tambourine Man, a studio recording with Ramblin' Jack Elliott and Bob Dylan, and I realized that no one ever sang with Bob Dylan. Every single record, all the way up until Nashville Skyline, which is way, way into the Dylan career, he sang by himself. There was nothing, aside from some hoops and hollers on the Blonde on Blonde album, no one ever sang a note in the studio with Bob Dylan, and that really surprised me. And so I wanted to explore some of the Bob Dylan music and some of the different songs that he wrote and sang. And here's a couple that Bob Dylan wrote, but he did not sing, and I find them a treat to listen to, and I hope you like them. If you want to hear anything, please give me a call or shoot me an email. I would love to play any old thing you want to hear. Again, it's 855-915-9636, and this is WMFO in Medford. And call me, and I'll be playing more and more and more. So I hope you enjoy the rest of the program. This is WMFO Medford.
You got a lot of nerve to say you are my friend. When I was down, you just stood there grinning. You got lot enough to say you got a hand to lend. You just wanna be on the side that's winning. You say I let you down. You know it's not like that. If you're so hurt, why then don't you show it? You say you lost your faith. That's not where it's at. You had no faith to lose, and you know it. That you talk behind my back. I used to be among the crowd you're in with. Do you take me for such a fool? Think I'd make contact? The one who tries to hide what he don't know to begin with. I wish that for just one time you could stand inside my shoes. And just for that one moment I could be you. Yes, I wish that for just one time you could stand inside my shoes. You'd know what a drag it is to see you. Thank you.
105 WMFO Medford.
You may be like laws, but you don't go out and save yourself, lad.
Ain't no room service here.
the poor old man with the kick to the face, see? It's still the same old story, a bloody holy war, a fight for love and glory. Ain't gonna study war no more. A fight for God and country. We're gonna set you free. We'll put you back in the stone age. Devils, and you may believe in laws, but Christ, you're gonna have to save yourself, and that's all there is to it. So get right back here, and it's in the bloody fridge. God, when I was a kid, didn't have stuff like this, TV fucking dinners and all that crap. You fucking kids all the fucking same. Want a fucking car now? Look, he's have a pair of shoes. Jesus Christ, well that's great and he's the only one. You say he's just found Buddha and he's sitting on his ass in the sun. You say he found Mohammed kneeling and on a bloody carpet facing the east. You say he found Krishna with a bald head dancing in the street. Well Christ, lie, you're going out, you're bleeding gay. You gotta save yourself. Ain't nobody gonna do it for you. That's right, lie, you better get that straight to your fucking head. You gotta save yourself, you know that better. Who the hell else is gonna do it for you? It ain't me, kid, I tell you that. Well, you may believe in Jesus, and you may believe in Marx, and you may believe in Marx and Spencer, and you may believe in bloody Woolworths, but there's something missing in this whole bloody stew. And it's your mother! Your poor bloody mother! She what bore you in the back bedroom, full of piss and shit and fucking midwives. God, you can't forget that all too quick, you know. You should have been the bloody war, lie, you'd have known all about him. But I'll tell you something, it's still the same old story. A holy bloody war, you know, the Pope and all that stuff. A fight for love and glory. Ain't gonna study no war, more war. I fight for God and country, the Queen, all that. We're gonna set you free, hell and Nick, not sure. Bump your back into the fucking stone age.
You may like to gamble. You might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Maybe a rock and roll addict prancing on the stage. Money, drugs at your command. Women in a cage. You may be a businessman or some high degree thief. They may call you doctor or they may call you chief. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
It may be a state trooper, it may be a young Turk, maybe the head of some bigger TV network. You may be rich or poor, you may be blind or lame, maybe living in another country under another name, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Maybe a construction worker working on a home. Might be living in a mansion. You might live in a dome. You may own guns and you may even own tanks. You may be somebody's landlord. You may even own banks. But you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve
yes,
somebody.
You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil or it may be the
you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You may be a preacher, spiritual pride. Maybe a city councilman taking bribes on the side. Maybe working in a barber shop, you may know how to cut hair. And maybe somebody's mistress, maybe somebody's heir. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Might like to wear cotton, might like to wear silk, might like to drink whiskey, might like to drink milk, might like to eat caviar, you might like to eat bread. Maybe sleeping on the floor, sleeping in a king-size bed, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve,
yes, indeed,
somebody.
You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be the devil, or it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Terry, you may call me Timmy, you may call me Bobby, or you may call me Zimmy, you may call me RJ, you may call me Ray, you may call me anything, no matter what you say, you're still gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Yes, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Well, it may be and it may be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Men of reason should no longer debate the merits of war or means of financing war. They should end the war and restore sanity and humanity to American policy. And if the will of the people continues to be unheeded, all men of goodwill must create a situation in which the 1967-68 elections are made a referendum on the war. The American people, the American people must have an opportunity to vote into oblivion those who cannot detach themselves from militarism, and those who lead us, and so we are here because we believe, we hope, we pray that something new might emerge in the political life of this nation, which will produce a new man, new structures and institutions, and a new life for mankind. I am convinced that this new life will not emerge until our nation undergoes a radical revolution of values. When machines and computers, profit motives and property rights are considered more important than people, the giant triplets of racism, economic exploitation and militarism are incapable of being conquered. A civilization can flounder as readily in the face of moral bankruptcy as it can through financial bankruptcy. A true revolution of values will soon cause us to question the fairness and justice of many of our past and present policies. We are called to play the Good Samaritans on life's roadside, but that will only be an initial act. One day the whole Jericho Road must be transformed so that men and women will not be beaten and robbed as they make that journey through life. True compassion is more than flinging a coin to a beggar. It understands that an edifice which produces beggars needs restructuring. true revolution of values will soon look uneasily on the glaring contrast of poverty and wealth. With righteous indignation, it will look at thousands of working people displaced from their jobs with reduced income as a result of automation, while the profits of the employers remain intact, and say, this is not just. It will look across the oceans and see individual capitalists of the West investing huge sums of money in Asia and Africa, only to take the profits out with no concern for the social betterment of the countries, and say, this is not just. It will look at our alliance with the landed gentry of Latin America and say, this is not just. A true revolution of values will lay hands on the world order and say of war, this way of settling differences is not just. This business of burning human beings with napalm, of filling our nation's homes with orphans and widows, of injecting poisonous drugs of hate into the veins of peoples normally humane, of sending men home from dark and bloody battlefields physically handicapped and psychologically deranged, cannot be reconciled with wisdom, justice, and love. A nation that continues year after year to spend more money on military defense than on programs of social uplift is approaching spiritual death.
That's the words of Martin Luther King about the three evils of society. America's three deadliest sins: war, racism, and poverty. We'll be back right after this.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be
a...
I
want
to
be
a...
I want to be
a... I want to be a...
I want to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
And your friends right here on WMFO. It's MLK Day. And wow, Martin Luther King's words, they're universal and timeless. And don't forget to vote when 2019-2020 comes around. And when you do, think about what Martin Luther King said. And we're going to carry on with some music by Bob Dylan, and I hope you like it. I hope you like it a lot. This is WMFO in Medford, and this is, when I think of Bob, a lot of times I think of this: one voice, one guitar, perhaps one harmonica, but no matter what, it's one unit of communication headed right to you, right at you, and even right for you. Check this out. It's Bob Dylan. This is from his fourth record. And without further ado, here it is.
Ramona, come closer, shut softly your watery eyes. The pangs of your sadness will pass as your senses will rise. For the flowers of the city, though breath like it, death like some time. And there's no use in trying to deal with the dying, though I cannot explain that in lines. Thank you. You crack country lips I still wish to kiss, as to be by the strength of your skin. Your magnetic movement still captures the minutes I'm in, but it grieves my heart, love, to see you trying to be a part of a world that just don't exist. It's all just a dream, babe, a vacuum, a scheme, babe, that sucks you into feeling like this. I can see that your head has been twisted and fed with the worthless foam from the mouth. I can tell you are torn between staying and returning back to the south. You've been fooled into thinking that the finishing end is at hand. Yet there's no one to beat you, no one to defeat you, except the thoughts of yourself feeling bad. I've heard you say many times that you're better than no one, and no one is better than you. If you really believe that, you know you have nothing to win and nothing to lose. From fixtures and forces and friends, your sorrow does stem. That hype you and type you and making you feel that you gotta be just like them. I'd forever talk to you, but soon my words would turn into a meaningless ring. Far deep in my heart I know there's no help I can bring. Everything passes, everything changes, just do what you think you should do. And someday, maybe, who knows, baby, I'll come and be crying to you. Thank you.
And with the whole ship's company, he was willing to engage, saying she'll stay all in sailor's clothes, her color shall be blue. She'll see that seaport town, all Kennedy about half a year. She's mad, this bull captain who called her his dear. She's dressed in silks and satins now. She cuts a gallant charm, finest of the ladies down Kennedy. Come on, you fair and tender girls, wheresoever you may be. I'd have you to follow your own true love when I goes to sea. Or if the sailors prove false to you, well, the captain he might prove true. You'll see the honor I have gained by the wearing of the blue.
Let's get off the Dylan. I will ask him.
There's a generation there, and you talked about Leonard and Bob before.
I like a lot of Bob's songs. Musically, he's not very gifted. You know, he's borrowed his voice from old hillbillies. He's got a lot of borrowed things. He's not a great guitar player. You know, he's invented a character to deliver his songs. Sometimes I wish that I could have that character, you know, because, you know, you can do things with that character, you know.
What a character. That's a little Joni Mitchell commenting on Bob Dylan. And before that, we heard To Ramona. And of course, we heard the song Candio. That's a song by Nick Jones from England. Bob Dylan's quite the admirer of Nick Jones, and he played that one, and I hope you liked it. This is WMFO in Medford, and in case you're curious about that song, I got a little treat for you here. I think you'll enjoy it. It's Nick Jones's version of Canada-io. He wrote the song. It's the one we just heard a minute ago by Bob, but this is the original, Nick Jones. And I'll have a little bit more Bob Dylan music, and then I'll do a rundown, and then it's sayonara for me. This is beautiful guitar, check it out.
Sailor boy, and it's true that she loved him well. For to go off to sea with him, like she did not know how. She longed to see that seaport town called Canada Isle. So she bargained with a young sailor boy, it's all for a piece of gold. Straightway then he led her all down into the hold, saying I'll dress you up in sailor's clothes. Your jacket shall be blue. You'll see that seaport town called Kennedy Isle. Now when the other sailors heard the news, well, they fell into a rage, and with all the whole ship's company, they were willing to engage, saying, we'll tie her hands and feet, my boys, overboard we'll throw her, and she'll never see that seaport town called Kennedy Isle. Now when the captain, he's heard the news, well, he too fell in a rage, and with all of his whole ship's company, he was willing to engage, saying she'll stay all in sailor's clothes, her collar shall be blue, she'll see that seaport town called Kennedy Isle. Now when they came down to Canada, scarcely above half a year, she's married this bold captain who called her his dear. She's dressed in silks and satins now, and she cuts a gallant show. She's the finest of the ladies down in Kennedy Isle. Come all you fair and tender girls, wheresoever you may be, I'd have you to follow your own true love when he goes out on the sea. For if the sailors prove false to you, well, the captain, he might prove true. You see the honor that I have gained by the wearing of the blue.
Gorgeous music right here. It's Nick Jones, Kennedy Isle, from his record Penguin Eggs. And just listen to that guitar. Wow, he can play. I mean, wonderful, wonderful, clean, clear tone. Just gorgeous stuff. Nick Jones from Penguin Eggs. And that song inspired Bob Dylan, and he sang a cover version on his album Good As I've Been to You. And Bob can't sing it half as well. His guitar is flipping bad compared to Nick Jones's. But you know something? Bob does something with the song. He makes it work. And it's a little bit of magic there, a little bit of skill, and a whole lot of style. That's Bob Dylan for you. And I'll be wrapping up the show right after this one comes the rundown. So enjoy one more and then the rundown.
Tonight I could finally stand tall. If tomorrow
wasn't such a long time. Then lonesome would mean nothing to me at all. Isn't only if my own true love was waiting. Isn't if I could hear her heart softly pounding. Only if she was lying by me. And I'd lie in my bed once again. I can't see my reflection in the waters. I can't speak the sounds that know no pain. I can't hear the echo of my footsteps. I can't remember the sound of my own name. Isn't only if my own true love was waiting. Yes, if I could hear her heart softly pounding. Only if she was lying by me. Then I'd lie in my bed once again. There's beauty in the silver singing river. There's beauty in the sunrise in the sky. But none of these and nothing else can match the beauty that I remember in my true love's eyes. Isn't only if my own true love was waiting. If I could only hear a heart softly pounding. Isn't only if she was lying by me. And I'd lie in my bed once again.
WMFO in Medford. Right there is Tomorrow is a Long Time. We heard a little bit from the bootleg version that came out some years back, and we